behalf of the captain and myself, a warm welcome aboard this MJN flight to Kiktarjuak. Just to let you know, we will be flying out from Toronto today, roughly north by northwest, at the vertigo-inducing height of 20,000 feet, way above the birds. You will already have met your purser today, Carolyn Rebecca Topaz, but now, as the lady vanishes behind the torn curtain into the galley, the steward will hold you spellbound with his notorious demonstration of the 39 steps to a safe evacuation, though these basically boil down to 3. Pull the rope, inflate the lifeboat, and escape through the rear window.
10?
13. I think I very nearly got the man who knew too much in, but I was, after all, talking about Arthur.
Excuse me.
Hello. I'm the captain, Martin Creeper, and this is...
Nancy Dean Leaphart.
Not quite, but what an interesting guess.
Expedition supervisor, unbeaten track travel. What was that, please?
What was what?
The Hitchcock thing.
Oh, you noticed that. Well done.
In an emergency, climb out through the rear window. Does that strike you as a professional thing for the pilot of an aircraft to say?
No, absolutely not.
No, absolutely not is right. So what the hell just happened?
I can assure you, madam, I am entirely professional in all...
No, you're not. I can tell professionalism a mile off. You don't have it, sir. This guy has it. You don't.
Oh, well. Do I? I mean, yes, I do, actually. Thank you. Thank you for noticing.
So, why did you let him do it?
Yes, why did you let me do it?
Yes, I do apologise. Rest assured, I will be disciplining him.
Oh, will you?
Yes, I will. And the rest of the flight will be conducted in an entirely professional atmosphere of the utmost professionality that I always bring to my
profession?
Workplace.
Hello, everything all right in here?
Ah, are you Carolyn Shappy-Nappy?
More or less. Hello, pleased to meet you.
Nancy Dean Leaphart, Expedition Supervisor. I was expecting you to meet me and the travelers at the gate.
Oh, yes, sorry. I was unavoidably detained in the airport, helping the steward find a book about polar bears.
So, in your absence, I had to conduct them aboard a strange aircraft, in every sense, get them seated, and then listen to your first officer squeezing Hitchcock films into the cabin address.
Oh, how many did you get?
13.
Well done.
I would like a word with you in the galley, madam.
With great pleasure.
Oh, before you go, how long do you want this Arctic lecture? I've worked up about 20 minutes worth. Will that do?
That won't be necessary, thank you.
Oh, but I thought at Unbeaten Track, you always...
At Unbeaten Track, we do, because our crews are staffed by professional experts and adventurers with genuine stories to tell. What I feel I would get from you, sir, is some zany British humor. And I've already had about as much of that as I can take.
Well... She was a little ray of sunshine, wasn't she?
I thought she was quite right.
Did you?
Yes. I'm sorry to say this, Douglas, but sometimes you are unprofessional.
Shall we drop the subject?
No, Douglas, this is difficult, because I think we've become friends. And and I'm glad about that, but I do also think I have a duty to you, as your captain.
Think very, very carefully about how you want to finish this sentence.
As your captain, to let you know when you're getting into bad habits. And it was unprofessional to do the film game on real live passengers.
You said, let's hear it.
And what's worse is that you were seriously considering low altitude, low speed maneuvers in the Arctic, which would be very unsafe for us.
It'll be perfectly safe so long as I'm the one doing it.
You think you're this invincible pilot, but things go wrong for everyone. And if you're not professional in your assessment...
And you're the perfect professional, are you?
No, not perfect, but I am professional. I analyse risk. I make sure I'm in a position to deal with whatever is thrown at me.
Of course, you know what the actual definition of a professional is, don't you?
I'm just...
What actually separates professionals from amateurs... It's being paid to do the job. The way Carolyn pays me. And doesn't pay you.
Pre-takeoff checklist, please.
Certainly, Captain.
So you understand the issue I have around this?
Oh, absolutely, and I do apologize for not being there to meet you, but I assure you that